Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you all the salutations on today, Father God. We give you all the accolades on tonight, Lord God. Father God, on tonight, Lord God, we just lift you up and exalt you, God, because you are worthy, Lord God, and you are greatly to be praised, God. Oh God, we lift you up, Lord God, because we know, God, there is nothing, Lord God, that can compare to you, God. Hallelujah, God, we lift you up on tonight, God, and we exalt you, God, because we know there is nothing, nothing, God, that is bigger than you, Lord God. We acknowledge tonight, God, that you are our great heavenly creator, that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords, that you are I Am, God, and we want to give you our praise on tonight, Lord. Oh God, we lift you up on tonight. We lift you up, God, and we worship you and we give you praise, God, because we acknowledge, Father God, that you are the one and only true living God, and we don't care, Lord God, what other gods they are trying to push on us, Lord God. We acknowledge that you are the one and only true living God. You are the one, Lord God, that created us, God. You are the one that gave us breath within our body. You are the one that makes provision for us, God. You are the one that loved us so much, God, that you gave us your only son. You made a provision, God, and a sacrifice, God, in the unconditional love that you have for us, Lord. And we bless you on tonight, God, because we know there is no other God but you, Lord God. There is only one you, God, and we praise and worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, God, because we love you, Lord God. And we want to make sure, Lord God, we give you what's due unto you, God, because it, Lord God, pleases our heart to let you know that we love you and appreciate you, God, and it makes us feel love, God, to know that you love us back just like that, God, and that we don't have to, Father God, earn your love that is given to us freely, God, and daily, Lord God. We want to say thank you, God, for the brand new graces and mercy that you bestow upon us each and every day. We are grateful for it, God, because, Lord God, without your grace and your mercy, God, where would we be, God? We are thankful to you, Father God, for giving us the breath within our body, God, because it is you that allows us to inhale and exhale, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight as we stand before you, we give you our highest praise, God, because we know if nothing else, Lord God, you are there for us, Lord. And we thank you, God, for being so faithful towards us, God, for being so dependable to us, Lord God. Oh God, we can always count on you, Lord God. You're never too busy for us, God, and you sure enough, Father God, not far away. It does not matter the day, the time, or the hour, God, you are there, and you hear our hearts cry, God, and every tear that we shed, God, we thank you, Father God, for bottling it up, Lord God, and then turning it into joy and laughter, Father God. When the enemy meant it for our bad, you work it out for our good, Lord. Oh God, on tonight, as we stand before you, God, we give you our highest praise, God, because we know it's nothing and nobody else, Lord God, that brought us this far, but you, God, thank you for being our keeper, God. Thank you for being our strength, God. Thank you, Father God, for helping us to be overcomers, Lord God, in you, God. Lord God, you are the one that helped us to come into that place of victory that you have already given us, God, but give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, that we already got the victory in you, Lord God. We bless your name on tonight, God. You truly are a good, good Father, and we appreciate you, God, for being so good to us, God. Thank you, God, for being so mindful of us and seeing about us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we are grateful to you, and we want you to know that we appreciate you and we love you so much, God. Thank you, Father God, for helping us to get a backbone, God, not to be prideful, God, but to have that assurance and confidence and knowing that you are for us, Lord God, and you have already gone before us and made the way and paved the way for us, God, giving us the provision that we need, Lord God, even though we ain't seen the place that we're going to be going in, our feet have not yet entered into, God. We thank you, God, that we can have the peace of mind to know that you already have it set up for us, God. We thank you, God, for every setup, God, and everything, Lord God, that was meant to be a setback, God. We thank you for allowing that thing to be a building block and not a stumbling block, God. We thank you, Father God, that all these encounters and challenges, God, are not meant to break us, but to make us into who you're calling for us to be, God, that we may walk in power and authority, God, and soundness in our mind, and that we may have that love inside of our heart, God, that even when somebody come up against us, God, even though, Father God, that thing, Lord God, that's trying to form it won't cause to be moved, Father God. But we'll be grounded, rooted, and anchored in you, God. We want to say thank you, God, because you're giving us, Lord God, that stability that we need in you, God. And we bless your name, God. Lord God, we are thankful and grateful unto you, God, because we cannot do it on our own, God. And we acknowledge, Lord God, it is all you, Lord. That it is all you, God. Nothing else is giving us this strength. Nothing else is giving us this peace. Nothing else, God, is giving us this confidence. Lord God, it is all you, God. That is why we lift you up tonight, God. We lift you up, God, because we know, Lord God, that you are the biggest, that you are the greatest, and we glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for turning some things around for us, God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, for allowing some things to be situated and put in a proper place, God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us, God, to even humble ourselves and be obedient to you, Lord God. Practicing self-control, God. Even, Lord God, when the flesh want to rise up, we thank you, God, for helping us to put our flesh under subjection, God. Even when our thoughts want to run wild, God, we thank you for helping us, God, to keep our minds, Lord God, under subjection, God, so that those thoughts don't wander and wander and go to a place that you did not design for them to be, God, but help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Those things that are good and loving of a good report, God, and we thank you for your good report that continues to keep us in a place of hope, God, that even though we ain't seen it yet, God, we believe because we know that your word is true, and because you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper, we can stand on it, God. Thank you, God, for giving us something to stand on, God, that no matter what it looks like, God, and no matter what it sounds like, God, and no matter what anybody else may try to convince us opposite of, God, your truth is what we believe, and we thank you, God, for making your truth make us free, God. Thank you, God, for allowing your truth to break the shackles and the chains. Thank you on tonight, God, for allowing your truth, God, to break these links, God, and these old habits and these cycles, God, that we come out of the old and enter into the new, God, that we are able to shed this old skin and put on the new skin, God, because you said you're making all things new, God, and we declare and decree, God, that we are new creatures in you, God, because you're giving us a new mindset, God. You're giving us a new vision, God, and even a new heart posture. Thank you, Father God, for purifying our hearts. Thank you on tonight, Lord God, for removing, Lord God, all the crud. God, thank you on tonight, God, for helping those tools to be unclogged up over that old stuff, God, that tried to stay hidden, but giving us the bravery and the confidence to expose these things where the enemy has no leverage because he ain't got no rights, no power, no authority, God. Thank you, God, for helping us to continue to tread over the head of that scorpion and that snake, Lord God, and exposing his devices, God. Lord, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for the honor that you continue, Lord God, to help us to stay covered in, Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God, that when these arrows and darts fly, God, it don't penetrate us so easily, Lord. We thank you on tonight, God, for even the one that you allow, Father God, to be deflected off of us, God, and return back to sender, Lord. God, you are so good to us, God, and we thank you for covering and keeping us, God, for all danger seen and unseen, God, all harm known and unknown, Lord God, and even, Lord God, when it comes near us, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you even give us a way of escape, God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. We want to tell you that we love you so much, God. We thank you on tonight, God, for helping us accept your love. That we may be able, Lord God, not only to love you, God, but love those around us, God, even those who are challenging to love. Lord, we thank you, God, for giving us the right kind of love inside of our hearts, God. Thank you on tonight, God, for giving us the right kind of love, Lord God, that even when we know somebody is despitefully using us, God, that we still have a pure and sincere heart, God, towards them, Lord God, where we still want to help them, Lord God. God, continue to teach us, Lord God. Continue to teach us in this new posture of love that you are giving us, God, because Jesus loved everybody, no matter what they did and how they did, even Judas. So on tonight, Lord God, as you continue to teach us how to walk in love and pure and genuine love, Father God, help us continue to embrace your love, God, because the more that we embrace your love, the more that we'll be able to give that love out, God, and we want to thank you for it on tonight, God, giving selflessly, Lord God, not thinking about what owes us, God, but thinking of others, God, in even more ways that we can help, God, so Lord God, continue to instruct us, God, because you'll tell us how much to give and when to give and who to give to, Lord God, because we don't know what you may be trying to teach somebody else. We don't know what you may be trying to teach us, God, but what we want to do, God, is be in your will. So God, your will, not ours. Continue, Lord God, to give us the heart of acceptance, God, for your plan and your purpose. Because we know, God, it's all intentionally purpose for your purpose. And you got the grand master plan. And we thank you, Father God, for this grand master plan that you continue, Lord God, to open up to us, God, and show us bits and pieces, God, until we see Lord God, what you have in store for us, Lord God, we are so grateful unto you, God. We only made it this far because of you. And we thank you, God, for teaching us how to walk by faith and not by sight, God. So, God, as you continue, Lord God, to take us from faith to faith and glory to glory, may we continue to stand anchor, God. And, Lord God, if there be any doubt and any unbelief and any, Father God, particle or residue of unassurance, God, remove it, because you have already given us the proof and the evidence of knowing, God, that you can and that you are, and there is nothing too hard for you, God. So on tonight, we stand in the gap, Father God, for those, Lord God, who may be in that place of struggling with just simply trusting and believing you, God, not knowing that you are a man of your word, a promise keeper, Lord God. May we continue to share our testimonies and lead by example, Father God, that it may provoke them to go and find out for themselves and get to know you, God, that they will know for themselves, Lord God, that you are God and you are God alone, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the provider, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Father, that you are in and everything that they need you to be, God. We stand the gap for this nation, Lord God, and they will not think and believe it's the people, Lord God, but it is all you, God. So touch this nation, God. May the hearts return back to you, God, that you may heal the land. God, touch the people today, God. They will come into a place of repentance, Father God, and ask you to forgive them from all their sins and wrongdoings, God, and even idolizing and worshiping, Father God, and giving your credit and your glory to anything and anybody else, God, because it's all you, God. You are the one that gives us the jobs. You're the one that gives us the gifts. You are the one, Lord God, that gives us promotion, spiritual as well as natural, God. You're the one that positions us, God. So touch those, God, who make themselves titled, Lord God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, if by chance that they are in that place, God, they will honor it according to your word and do it your way, God. Not to, Father God, get no money. Not for them, Father God, to think and believe they can control the people, God, but to lead your sheep, Lord God, to salvation, Lord. Touch on today, God, and correct the hearts of your people. Correct the hearts of your people, Father God. The thoughts of the people on today, God. Correct their motives today, Father God. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking that you would do it, God, because there's so many people, oh God, seeking healing and deliverance. There's so many people, oh God, seeking freedom, God. And when they think they found the place, oh God, they can get it, they are shunned. They are turned around. They are being condemned, God. So, God, I'm asking today that you would put your people in a place you need to be where they can get the real truth and some real love. Because the body is Christ is meant for healing, to receive love and fellowship and being uplifted, God. So on today, God, prepare, Lord God, the sanctuary for your people to come in and be embraced, that they may get their healing, because the churches are hospitals for the sick, that they may be healed and delivered, that they may receive Jesus, God. So on tonight, God, I'm asking as you teach us, God, how to share your word. Continue, Lord God, to help us continue to study and write and divide your word, God. That we're not add to it, compromise, and take away from, God. We'll be able to receive it and give it just the way you have given it to us, God. And we thank you for feeding us your word and even opening up to us, God, that we may be enlightened and edified, that we may grow and mature in you, God. We want to say thank you, God, because you are nurturing us in your word, God. We thank you, God, because you're developing us in your word, God, and you're allowing your word to become life within our life, God. And we are so grateful for that, Lord. We thank you, God, so that we may be able to see clearly, Lord God. God, continue to move the scales off the eyes, Lord God. Continue to uncork the ears and open the eyes and ears of our hearts, God. May continue to hear you even the more, Lord God, because our ears are open. Our eyes are open, God, and we are looking and searching and seeking for you even the more, God, because we know that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the light. And we thank you, Father God, for being our way. Thank you for being our light, and we thank you for being our truth. That we may be able to be free, God. Oh, God, on tonight, we uplift one another up to you, God. We stand in the gap for every individual that we call out by name each and every day. Every person that you put before our face, and we don't know them by name, God. Every prayer, Lord God, that's on the prayer wall, God. Every prayer that's on the altar, in the altar box, God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to consider these prayers, God. And as you continue to purify our hearts, God, that our hearts will be in the right heart posture, God. Our prayers, Lord God, will not go amiss, God. But they'll be able to continue, Lord God, to be lifted up to the heavens as you dispatch your angels out, Father God, to go on the assignment. God, as we pray for these things and stand the gap and intercede for your people, God. So on tonight, God, continue to do it, God, because if you don't do it, God, it just won't be done, God. Lord God, every prayer, Lord God, that's on that prayer wall, God, is being uplifted up to you on tonight, God, that your people will know for sure and for certain you're still working, you're still moving, God, and you do your best work in the dark, God. You're still saving. You're still performing miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God, that you are not on vacation, Lord God, but you are just moving in silence, God. So may your people continue to wait on you. Be still and know that you are God. Lord God, I'm asking in us being still and waiting on you. Continue, Lord God, to give us the endurance and stamina that we need, Lord God, being anxious for nothing but anticipation and expectation, Father God, receiving what you want us to receive for us in that moment of quiet and stillness. And we want to say thank you for those moments, God, when you silence the noise and allow everything around us, Father God, to be still so that we can hear you, Lord. And we're so grateful, God, to hear the sweet sound of your voice. Thank you for the ways that you speak to us, God. Thank you for the way that you pour into our spirit, man, God. Lord God, continue to outpour your spirit, Lord, because we need you, Lord God, even the more today. So on tonight, tonight, Father God, continue to meet us, meet us here in the sanctuary, Lord God. You are welcome here. You are welcome here on tonight, Lord God. And we just want to tell you that we love you and we appreciate you, Father. We are thankful and grateful unto you. We ask you continue, Lord God, to hear our prayers and consider them, Lord. And according to your will, your purpose, and your timing, God, in Jesus' name, we pray, Father. Amen.